WeChat has 1.3 billion monthly users. Inside it, you can do almost everything. Text your friends, post stories, buy train tickets, send money, book appointments, all in one app. This is the super app, and for tech companies, this is the dream. All the users and all the money. So, why don't we have one in the US? Why can't the West seem to build its own super app? Okay, but let's take a step back. A super app, as you might have guessed, is one place that handles virtually everything. But not just the obvious ones either. You can post and browse friends' socials, watch videos, follow businesses, follow influencers, shop and order food, book transit, book event tickets, hail rides, rent bikes, pay bills, book appointments, send and receive money, split bills, pay in physical stores with QR codes, add contacts, collaborate on files, use financial services or insurance, and that's just the start of it. WeChat is the everything app in the literal sense. Pretty much everything you could ever need is on this app. It's a super app. And it's not just China that has one. Japan's own super app, LINE, is used by over 70% of the population, and Korea's KakaoTalk has over 90% of the country's market share. But the West, aka America, Europe, and Oceania, don't seem to have one, and it's not for lack of trying either. Facebook seems to be the candidate for this. It has their social feed, news, groups, events, marketplace, VR, and even direct payments. But Meta's actual plan is a bit stranger. It's WhatsApp, but not in the US. The app is pivoting to a super app overseas. In Brazil, you can pay businesses directly in chat. In Mumbai, you can buy metro tickets through WhatsApp messaging. In fact, as of 2025, 19% of all ticket bookings are made through WhatsApp. And it's pretty clear what Zuckerberg's inspiration is here. He said the ultimate goal here is to make it so you can find, message, and buy from a business all in the same WhatsApp chat. His biggest competitor has the same ambitions. Since Musk acquired Twitter, he's been pretty vocal about his aspirations for X. Back in October 2022, he said, "Buying Twitter is an accelerant to creating X, the everything app." And his moves have become more and more drastic. He overhauled the platform and started adding financial functions like Visa payments through X Money. They've also acquired money transmitter licenses in 41 US states, but that's just the beginning. There are plans to add investing and trading, and even a physical debit card tied directly to X Money. And like Zuckerberg, Musk has pushed for a deeply integrated AI into the platform. But these two billionaires are just the tip of the iceberg. Many companies are also trying their hand at consolidating everything you need into one place. Uber has ride-sharing, food delivery, and more recently, scooter rentals, and they also have Uber Cash and courier booking. They were even looking to acquire Expedia to move into travel bookings too. It's the same thing with PayPal. They redesigned the app, incorporated online shopping, bill paying, crypto trading, and budgeting. They even called this app the PayPal Super App. It seems like everyone is trying to make one. Even more companies than those here are racing to create an app you buy, trade, message, and post on. They all want you to do everything on their app. After all, that gives them more control, more money, and more power. But it seems that's just not happening, at least not in the US. Facebook is actually dropping messenger payments. X's super app features are typically fringe and unused. Uber's acquisition of Expedia fell through. The other big candidates here are Apple and Google, but they don't seem to be chasing this dream, at least not anymore. Apple and Google Pay let you register cards, tickets, even IDs, but keep everything else in separate apps. It seems like they realized people like doing a lot in one app, but there is a line you can't cross. People don't want to do literally everything in one app. But why? Why do these apps keep fizzling out, backpedaling, or just going nowhere? With this many attempts and resources, surely we'd have a Western super app by now, right? In 2024, the German Institute of Transport Research published a critical article about super apps, in which we see this. It seems all these companies reach stages 3 or 4, where they grow so big they move into all kinds of other industries. Social media companies move into commerce, finance, investing, and all sorts, but they struggle to get to stage 5, the super app. What's the barrier between 4 and 5 that's stopping a Western super app from taking over? Let's start with the more obvious one. People in China and the United States are very different. But in what ways? Well, let's look at an explanation from a university in China. China embodies more collectivist cultural traits, emphasizing that individuals should work for the good of the group. There is a strong emphasis on community values such as solidarity, group, and family cohesion, as well as individual responsibilities to society. Chinese culture prioritizes mutual social support, harmony, and conflict avoidance, with a focus on close internal relationships. The focus is more on the group, aka collectivism. With WeChat, this is online collectivism, which results in close-knit, trusted networks. Social media is supporting China's traditional values by virtually linking a vast collectivist society. WeChat, with all kinds of functions, feels communal rather than intrusive. Whereas in the West, the focus is on individualism, a person's own merit and value. People like to express themselves individually. We might think of that being our fashion, music taste, car, or job, but it's in almost everything, including the apps we use. DoorDash or Uber, X or Blue Sky, American Express or Bank of America, iPhone or Android, Spotify or Apple Music. People in the West love to express themselves, even down to the apps we use every day. Cramming everyone onto one app removes a lot of that individuality, but this actually runs very deep, much further than personal expression. Think about it. In countries which are either republics or democracies with individual voting and changing governments, there's a resistance against consolidated power. Even with the tech giants we have today, there is a limit. Many of us don't like it when one group gets too much power. So if one company wants you to do everything, many of us naturally start getting suspicious. In Western countries, there is a more pronounced skepticism towards large corporations and data sharing, which could hinder the acceptance of super apps. And there's good reason for that. Many tech giants have proven they can't be trusted, and regulations need to be tightened. One study found that 92% of Germans are concerned about data security and want tighter regulations. Most people in the US think their personal data is less secure now, that data collection poses more risks than benefits, and believe it is not possible to go through daily life without being tracked. With tighter laws like the Digital Markets Act and the Digital Services Act in the EU, it's no wonder why we haven't seen a super app. Asian markets generally have looser regulations regarding data privacy and antitrust enforcement compared to Western countries. This is why WeChat hasn't exploded in the West. The New York Times shared that those all-in-one functions that the platform provides will make it an ideal one-stop surveillance site for Big Brother. But this skepticism isn't universal. 56% of Chinese citizens, the highest of any Asia-Pacific country, said they're willing to give their personal data to banks, telecom providers, and retailers. One Chinese respondent said she wouldn't be so concerned if her name, gender, or phone number were leaked on WeChat. Only if her private chat logs were hacked would she start to worry. But even still, she said she would likely continue to use WeChat because it's so indispensable to daily life in China. So, will we ever see a Western super app? Is it even possible? As it turns out, yes, but maybe not in the way you think. Elon Musk decides Twitter is going to be for everything and you're going to like it. Yet, no one seems to be thrilled about that. Though, there is one company closest to a Western super app. Not X, not Meta, not even Apple or Google, but actually, Amazon. And their approach seems to be a bit different. Many people already do most of their shopping on Amazon. Almost 40% of US e-commerce is dominated by Amazon alone, and their lead is massive. Yet, that's somehow just the tip of the iceberg.
Introducing Amazon Pharmacy. Now you can get your meds delivered just like everything else. We make it easy to understand and compare prices and copays, and we work with most insurance plans, so you don't have to worry about it.
You can also receive regular pharmacy products automatically every month with Subscribe and Save. Same thing with shampoo, makeup, toothpaste, multivitamins, and many more. Amazon is secretly doing everything. You might know Amazon Pharmacy along with Prime Delivery, Prime Video, and Prime Music, but there's so much more. You have Amazon One Medical, aka Healthcare, Amazon Fresh Groceries, Amazon One for fast biometric checkout, Amazon Pay, Audible, Kindle, Twitch TV, Prime Gaming, Amazon Photos, Amazon Wardrobe, Amazon Kids Plus, and yet somehow, even more. Much of this is under or linked to the Prime membership. The only thing missing is a social media platform. But for virtually everything else, the company with the super app is Amazon. Though it doesn't all seem to be in one seamless app. In fact, they seem to be getting more segmented with Amazon Pay being its own app, and that might be the key to success. None of these sound the super app alarm which brings regulators and the public swinging. They just seem to be more Amazon perks. Amazon also isn't boasting about a super app like Zuckerberg or Musk, but instead quietly building out every type of service you could ever need under one roof, just not one app. And this way, customers in the West don't feel strange or resistant. Every service feels more opt-in than it would be under a single app. And if you haven't already, you should opt in to subscribing to Logically Answered. We're working on getting to 1 million subscribers by the end of this year, and we're over 80% there. If you hit subscribe right now, we might just be able to pull it off. Amazon has secretly built a super app, or the closest thing to it. Will the West get its own WeChat someday? It's possible, but it's highly conditional. A 2023 survey found plenty are open to a super app if trust and the data security boxes get ticked. And I just can't see that happening for a for-profit company. The closest we'll probably get is what Amazon is already doing. But here's a better question. Do we even need a super app? Companies want to make a super app, but maybe we should ask why. Obviously, it would make more money, but it goes deeper than that. Having more of your habits and life under their influence gives them more power, which gives more opportunity for someone to overstep the line. So it's probably for the best that we don't have a super app and that the West is inherently against the idea. Amazon has been dominating so many industries, yet it seems like their main shopping experience sucks now and is essentially a fast yet expensive Temu. Check out this video next to see how Amazon let their e-commerce empire suffer. But until then, I'm Hari and I'll see you guys on the next one.